Canisius in front of Monmouth, 34-32, as we get you ready for our second 20 minutes of basketball, Steve. Entertaining opening half that saw the Griffs lead this one by as many in that first half as 13. A 14-3 Monmouth run, the final 4 minutes or so, cut this lead to two. What do you want to see now out of Coach King Rice? That five-guard lineup looked really good at the end of that first half. What do you think?
Well, it's amazing what a 14-3 run and some open shot and making some open shots can do. All of a sudden now we think Monmouth can win the MAC after a great finish to the first half. But the first thing I want to see, Eddie, is that Monmouth has to guard Zach Lewis. They have to be there on the catch. He had, again, 10 attempts, 5 of 8 from 3, 5 of 10 overall. He really had it going, looked extremely confident in that first half. Oh, that's the big thing right now for Canisius offensively. That's what's fueling them. They must be there on the catch with Zach Lewis and then continue to push the ball, get turnovers, get missed shots, force that tempo. Go, go, go.
Canisius will have the half's first possession moving right to left. Grashalinski, their point guard, has it top of the key. Swings it to Valenti on the left wing. His three is way short, and Robinson pulls down the rebound.
I like Monmouth showed some zone there to start the second half.
Nicholas, catch and shoot for three. That one way short. Deion Jones, offensive rebound. Steve, Monmouth hasn't led in this game. It has been all Canisius from the opening bell. Top of the key, Robinson. Pull up for two. Too strong. Kofani pulls down a strong rebound and then throws it to Deion Jones. It's tipped. He goes into the backcourt to retrieve it. Monmouth operating 5-on-4 here. Robinson shuffles over to Nicholas. Red little floater. Too strong. Kofani, offensive rebound. Putback is missed. And Tillman tracks down the offensive rebound. Nicholas shuffles it over to Robinson. He pumps it three. Robinson bounces it down low to Tillman. And he'll lay it in. We're tied at 34.
Great determination by the Hawks there on that possession. You got offensive rebounds from Kofani, Jones, Tillman. And then Robinson working his way in the lane in the drop-off. I thought there was some contact on both Tillman and Kofani's shots, but Monmouth now tying this game back into that 2-3 zone.
First time we've had a tie score in this one as Canisius moves it around. Heath is trying to shake free down low. Andrew Nicholas picks up foul number two. Monmouth's first here in the second half.
Andrew Nicholas getting the start here in the second half for Josh James, who looked hobbled and was limping that whole first half. So he's out on the bench. We'll see if he's coming back in. And Nicholas gets the start, and he had a hot shooting first half. We'll see if he can keep that up.
Monmouth forces another turnover here. Canisius now in a double digits, turning it over. Hawks can take their first lead of the game. Robinson for three. That one too strong. Heath goes high for the rebound.
You know, it's a tough shot there for Robinson. I feel like he's earned to take that shot, but it's a tough shot. Everybody's back on D. You might want to work some offense there.
Grashalinski is taking a seat. Adam Weir has checked back in. Lewis, inside the arc this time, puts it in. He's still hot. And Zach Lewis has 17.
I credit Zach Lewis there for some good offense. Pull-up jump shot falling away to his left.
Deion Jones tries to answer with a long two. He cannot. Canisius pulls it back the other way. Justin Robinson intercepts a midcourt pass. Robinson crosses over on Weir. Beautiful. Find the Tillman down low to tie it at 36. Oh, boy, what a little okey-doke move from Robinson.
And Robinson just knows. He's so crafty. That time he changes speed, gets into the lane, the drop-off to Tillman. Tillman's playing a good game. He's got 8 points finishing around the rim. Nice job, though, by Robinson again.
And, Steve, a couple of times in the first half, Brady wasn't ready to catch a ball from Robinson. Tillman has shown he can be. As Weir shakes loose for three, he'll miss that one. Offensive rebound to Heath. Another possession here for Canisius. Valenti's drive, and he's fouled with 17-13 to go in the second half.
Valenti, the right-hander there, out of control, going to his right hand. He caught the ball at the left elbow, was going to the other side. Kofani was coming over to help, and he just kind of hit him at the last second. He, again, got to go straight up, vertical, put those hands straight up. Kofani hits him at the last second, bails him out.
Tied at 36. Valenti will make that free throw. Tillman and Brady trade places, and I think Monmouth should really applaud the effort of Tillman early in this second half. Looks to be into it, finishing around the rim. As Steve said, he sits down with 8 points.
Well, Tillman's played a nice game, and as Brady struggled in the beginning, we'll see if Brady can break out of that a little bit and contribute here. But Tillman, great minutes from him so far.
Valenti made both free throws. Canisius in front by two. Robinson fires left wing to Deion Jones, and he travels. I thought they were going to get Weir for the hand check as Jones shuffled the feet, Steve, before he could get moving.
I thought it was a good call. He did shuffle, and I think he tried to do too much at once there. He got called for the travel. It's a good call.
3 minutes gone by, second half. Canisius holding steady at a two-point lead. Lewis around a heat screen. Throws top of the key to Valenti. Now to Weir. His right wing three. Rattles in and out. Heath all over the offensive glass again. Goes right at Brady. His jump hook is short. Deflected rebound off of Nicholas. Canisius will maintain. 16:38 to go in our second half. Zach Lewis, game high score, has it top of the key with Robinson on him. How much can Robinson do in one game? He's doing it all offensively for Monmouth. Now he has to guard the best player for Canisius. Reynolds. Skip pass to Lewis. Now he throws to Weir on the left wing. Back to Robinson, top of the key. Calls for the high screen from Heath. Lewis gets the screen. Double teamed by Brady and Robinson. Lewis throws to Reynolds in the corner. Reynolds, drive, kick. Lewis, deep, three. Good. He's still on fire. And Robinson can't leave him there.
You got to know that you can't help off of Zach Lewis. That time you want to see a little fake help by Justin Robinson. Simple jab step, hand and foot fake at him. Don't leave him. And then force the pass and then recover out.
Deion Jones the other way. Good. And a foul. Deion Jones will have a chance for three when we come back. Monmouth has cut this lead to three, 41-38, 15:49 to go in our second half, and we'll come back after a 60-second pause on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. 15:49 to go in the second half. Monmouth trails Canisius, 41-38. Deion Jones will go to the line for a chance at a three-point play. Steve, the Griffs have 41, Zach Lewis has 20. What does that tell you about how Monmouth should defend him the rest of this game?
Well, you need somebody to be in his hip pocket the rest of the way. And we were talking about Justin Robinson made the right play shell defense-wise and fundamentally when you want to help and recover out. But Zach Lewis has it going so much that you can't help off of him anymore. He's just got it going, and he's really only the only player on Canisius that has shown that it's going to score consistently tonight. So what I'd rather see somebody like Max DeLeo do, who's now guarding Zach Lewis, is you just fake. You fake at the driver, and then you recover back, and you make somebody else beat you.
Jones made the free throw, so Monmouth trails 41-39. Canisius moving it around here. Weir catches from the left corner. He drives Kofani with an emphatic rejection. But the ball, they say, went out of bounds. However, the official who was looking at the sideline had the call. The one right on the ball did not blow his whistles. Canisius will inbound with 15 seconds.
Bryce Kofani, huge block. That's so important as a rim protector to be able to block those shots. Those guys remember that.
Heath to the basket is fouled.
Good offense there by Canisius and getting Josiah Heath, on a basically a catch and run to the rim. He draws the foul and he's going to the line. Again, he doesn't shoot the ball well from the foul line. He made two in the first half. Odds are he's going to miss at least one of them, so you make him earn it from the foul line.
Hawks trailing by two, 15:25 to go in the second half. And right on cue, Heath misses that one short. You did that the other night when you called how Rutgers was going to end that game.
Well, I think everybody knew Miles Mack was going to shoot that one, Eddie.
But you're the one that had the headset on, so it plays. As Heath does go one of two, right at his average. Now a three-point Canisius lead. He'll sit down in favor of Jermaine Crumpton. You know, I said in the first half he looked like Chris Manhertz from last year. Manhertz wasn't as big, but he also just signed with the Buffalo Bills a couple days ago. He was such a space eater and an aggressive rebounder for this team, but he's not the outside scorer that Crumpton is. Andrew Nicholas throws down low. Kofani, tough catch and lay-in with a left hand. Whirling dervish move. Kofani cuts it to a one-point lead.
Wow, great play by Kofani. Dangerous pass from Red, but Kofani grabs it amongst two guys, puts it in with the left hand. Again, I think Kofani's getting hit down there a little bit. No, not getting the call, though.
His first deuce in this game. Monmouth down just one. DeLeo right on Lewis on the catch. Now throws Weir right wing. Weir drive. Kicks to Reynolds. Reynolds, reverse scoop layup is good.
Reynolds seems to be all right hand and just put his head down and drive. Somebody's got to step in and take a charge.
Five and a half gone by second half, a three-point Canisius lead. Deion Jones has it on the left wing. Jones drives on Crumpton. His little floater is no good. Tipped rebound, tipped a couple of times. Jones has it. He goes to the ground, throws it out to Nicholas. He'll try a three. That's off. And a loose ball foul is called somewhere down low with 14-14 remaining. They're going to call that on Kofani. It becomes foul number three on him.
You know, Eddie, Andrew Nicholas can really score and he can get hot at any moment. But I've never seen such a good shooter miss so many open shots, I think, in a course of a career. I mean, he is so streaky, and when he's on, he is lights out. But, man, another wide-open look.
Yeah, and that time, four guys had gone to the ground on both teams. And Red was wide open. That simple. Cassius Robertson has checked back in for Canisius. Crumpton, down low, loses it. Right in the arms of Robinson. Robinson leads the charge back the other way. Oh, what a move! Robinson to the rim! No good. As Bleeker pulls it down. Oh, maybe a little too much from Robinson.
Great stop and go by Robinson. Hesitation, dribble, fools everybody. Just couldn't complete the drive and get it to go down.
Still a three-point game. Lewis to the basket. And the foul! Zach Lewis showing the full repertoire. He's got 22. Canisius is up five.
Right now it's all Zach Lewis for Canisius offensively. That time going to his left hand, pro hop in the lane around the defender, and then gets a foul call, and he's going to the line for one.
That time Monmouth overplayed him, Steve, to the three-point line. He doesn't put it on the floor a bunch, but he did there. He has the looks of just a sophomore. He is a player of the year kind of look to him maybe in a year or two.
Silky smooth player, can really shoot it, and he's putting on a show tonight.
Hits the free throw, 47-41, Canisius. He, again, has about half of their points. Austin Tillman's came in to spell Robinson, Colin Stewart as well, with Brady. Stewart, top of the key, picks up his dribble, throws right wing to Max DeLeo, 16 on the shot clock. DeLeo throws down low to Nicholas. Nicholas, catch, bounces one to Brady. 10 on the shot clock. Brady knocks over Bleeker, and that'll be an offensive foul on Chris Brady.
You have a tough lineup in the game. Stewart has just checked in. Austin Tillman has just checked in and not really offensively gifted. So, and Brady's been out of sync all game. Who's going to score for the Monmouth Hawks with this lineup in? Again, Andrew Nicholas can be very hit or miss. So, tough lineup in for the Hawks right now. We'll see how long Coach Rice decides to go without Robinson and without Jones. And Tillman, again, playing a good game. He's been out on the bench for a while.
And James hasn't played at all this half, so whatever looked like it was bothering him, enough. He didn't start, and he hasn't played about six and a half gone by this half. Lewis, deep three is no good. Bleeker there for a two-handed dunk follow.
And what opens that up is that Bleeker gives Lewis a handoff. Brady has to hedge out on Lewis's shot. So as Brady's doing that, Bleeker just rolls right to the rim. The miss, he's right there for the rebound and the putback.
Monmouth down by eight now. The Hawks in need of another surge in this second half. Nicholas down low. It's his tough shot. He's fouled. 12-16 to go. Nicholas operating down low will go to the line for two. Monmouth down eight, Steve, 49-41. It was a five-guard lineup that got them back in this game in the first half, but it looks as though with James potentially being hurt, that may not even be an option the rest of the way.
Absolutely, and it was just 6-1 in fouls there. Nicholas now going to the line to make it 6-2. I think Monmouth has been feeling some contact down low, haven't been getting the calls, but they got to keep going to the rim, keep fighting. Eventually, you force the referees to make those calls. You know, again, this lineup right now, Coach Rice trying to probably buy some time to get Robinson and Jones. Robinson's been so good in this game, trying to get them some extra time to rest for the stretch run here, maybe trying to get to the under 12 timeout.
Nicholas makes them both. It's a six-point Canisius lead. Steve, of the five Monmouth players on the floor right now, look up at the scoreboard. Only one of them has scored in this game, and it's Nicholas with 11. 12:05 to go in our second half. Lewis has sat down for Canisius. Williams has come in, no doubt to come in at our next media timeout. Ball here thrown away Canisius tried an entry pass, and it went out of bounds. They say off of Mammoth. So we'll take a timeout. It'll be Golden Griffin's ball when we return. 11:57 to go in this one. Canisius 49, Mammoth 43, and we're back in 30 seconds here on the Shore Sports and Mammoth Digital Network. The Boathouse Bar and Grill, proud to support Mammoth University Athletics, and specifically Mammoth Basketball, this hoop season, 1309 Main Street in Belmar, BoathouseBarandGrill.com. Follow them on Twitter, at Boathouse Belmar. Steve Mammoth down 49-43, 11:57 to go in our second half. Take a look at some second half statistics. Excuse me. Mammoth shooting just 30% here in the second half, compared to Canisius shooting 45%. Outside of that, the stats fairly even. Mammoth's huge advantage of points off of turnovers being offset by Canisius' advantage on the offensive glass and second chance points. But the big difference, the 23 in the points column of Zach Lewis.
Zach Lewis really has it going tonight. 8 of 14, 6 of 10 from 3, 1 of 1 from the foul line. 23 points and 2 rebounds. The Hawks are really struggling to have an answer for him. And, you know, when a guy like that gets it going, it just... You know, you worry that he's got so much confidence that he's going to keep filling it up. Hopefully for the Hawks, DeLeo and Robinson, guys can really make it tough for him the rest of the way.
Robertson off an inbound. He gets open for three, misses that one. DeLeo pulls the rebound down. Max picks up his dribble, throws out to Colin Stewart. Stewart loses it on the way up. He'll be called for a travel. And Steve, this lineup is in right now. There's just not much offensive firepower outside of Andrew Nicholas.
I like the play that Max made. He got to the foul line. He jump stopped. I think he had Austin Tillman on the drop-off on the left side. A little bit of traffic. Couldn't get it to him. And they missed an opportunity there. So Zach Lewis is out of this game right now. So you try to make a run while he's out on the bench.
Hawks down six. Robertson open for three now. Way off on that one. Nicholas pulls the rebound down. Long outlet pass to Austin Tillman. Tillman. One-on-one with Bleeker. So the rim is fouled. Nice move by the freshman. He'll go to the line with 11:16 to go in our second half.
And a strong take by Tillman drawing the foul on Bleeker. And Bleeker's got such a size advantage on him. He bails him out there by trying to block the shot. He could have just went straight up. And now Tillman trying to make him pay. Valenti going to come back in here for the Griffs.
Tillman makes the first free throw. Another score to get everyone caught up on. Mammoth women's basketball right now. An 11-0 run to cut Iona's lead to 50-36 midway through the second half of that one, currently being played in New Rochelle. Tillman misses the second one. Loose ball. Weir comes down with it. Brady back in for Mammoth. Back in for Canisius is Phil Valenti and Josiah Heath. So Robinson, Jones, James all still on the bench for Mammoth. Under 11 to go. Hawks down 5, 49-44. Dribble handoff to Williams. Pass over to Heath. Josiah Heath rolling to the rim. Misses that one. Rebound comes down to Heath, who fell. No travel call. And he throws it up top to Valenti. It goes to Williams for three. That one too strong. And Valenti will be called going over the back of DeLeo. And what will absolutely be the exact definition of a makeup call. And I feel bad for Canisius because it results in Phil Valenti's third foul instead of a travel on Josiah Heath.
You said it, Eddie. I mean, Heath comes down with the rebound in traffic, falls. Undoubtedly should have been a travel. That's certainly a makeup call there, the definition of one. And you're right. Now Valenti picks up a cheap foul.
You feel bad for Phil Valenti. He's a key cog for Canisius, even though he only has 2 points today. But Andrew Nicholas gives it right back to him. Red turns it over. Griffs come back the other way. Robinson lays it in, but he'll be called for traveling with 10:20 to go in the second half.
That's a great, great job by Max DeLeo. He gets back on defense, and he fakes at the ball. It's a great job forcing the travel. He fakes, he gets back, he fakes again, forcing the travel. Oh, really well done job by Max DeLeo. Something that goes unnoticed.
49-44. Colin Stewart will step into a three. Oh, he'll bury it from straight away. Off the in-and-out dribble. Colin Stewart has made this a two-point game.
That is a huge shot by Colin Stewart. Going to his right hand. He's usually better going left. He pulls up and knocks it down. What a shot.
Weir tries to answer. No good on the layup. The tip back is no good. Heath pulls it down. His putback is no good, and a foul down low.
Chris Brady has to start getting rebounds, Eddie. He's in there. He looks off balance. He just doesn't look right now, and he's got to get rebounds. He's in there to do that. He's in the game with four guards. It's his job to be the center, be the big guy, be the rebounder, and get those, and he's not doing it right now.
Heath, first free throw is no good. Yeah, Steve, not sure why we haven't seen a whole lot of Zach Tillman here in the second half. He was effective in the first half with 8 points. And Brady and Kofani. Heath made the second one. 50-47, Canisius. Zach Lewis is back in, but Robinson and Jones for Monmouth remain on the bench. DeLeo top of the key to Colin Stewart. Colin Stewart gets closed out by two players. Stewart, right at Weir, goes to the rim. No good. Heath pulls down the rebound. Brady missed time to jump not once but twice.
I thought that was a little bit of a force there by Colin Stewart, trying to go hard to that right hand. Good defense.
That's a big possession here, Steve, with Canisius in front by three. You have to keep an eye on Lewis. Valenti throws one to Heath. Heath throws to Lewis for three. And he finally missed one. Loose ball foul will go on Canisius. If that's on Phil Valenti, that could be foul number four. Instead, they call it on Josiah Heath. Nine minutes, 7 seconds to go in the second half. 50-47 Canisius. Long, long, long break here for Robinson, Jones, Kofani, and Tillman. We think James is bothered by some kind of ankle injury he suffered this evening. Down low, Brady. Brady, couple of dribbles. Lefty skyhook is no good. And Heath loses the rebound out of bounds, but right to Nicholas, and then Red is fouled by Adam Weir with 8:41 to go. Sloppy game, by the way.
That time, Brady went hard to his left hand. That's his move. He couldn't knock it down, but he stayed with the play, basically forced Heath to save the ball because of staying with it. Heath saved it right to Andrew Nicholas under the basket, and then Nicholas gets the foul. Now he's going to the line. But credit Brady there for keeping the ball alive.
Nicholas will make his first free throw. He has a quiet 12 in this one. Both these teams, Steve, score and give up in the 60s. They're the numbers 2 and 3 scoring defenses in the league, and that's what we're going to say is attributed to the lower score in this one.
Coach Rice is getting away with this lineup. Now, Monmouth has actually trimmed the lead with this lineup in the game with Tillman and Stewart, Max DeLeo, Brady, Deion Jones, Kofani, Justin Robinson, and Tillman, again, is really playing a good game. They're all on the bench. Monmouth only down two.
Lewis gets free down low. Scores around Brady. 8:20 to go. Lewis has 25. DeLeo top of the key from Tillman. DeLeo goes left with it. Picks up his dribble. Now Max finds Nicholas. Back to DeLeo. 16 on the shot clock. Red has it on the left wing. Throws top of the key to Austin Tillman. 8 minutes exactly to go. Steve, I'm curious to see what team comes out of the under eight timeout after this. Austin Tillman splits a double team. Oh, nice Euro step. He puts it in. It's a 2-point game. What a move by the freshman.
It's a huge play by Austin Tillman. So, Eddie, it looks like the Hawks don't run much offense until the 10-second mark of the shot clock. Then they go pick and roll and just rely on their point guard to split the hedge and make something happen.
And then Canisius here throws one away. He throws one through the legs of Valenti. We've reached the under eight media, and Monmouth, weirdly enough, Steve, has momentum. 52-50, Canisius, 7:34 to go. We're back in 60 seconds on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I can at least say this. No two people have more fun at their jobs than Steve Bazaz and myself. Canisius leads Monmouth 52-50, 7:34 to go in this one. The Monmouth, Steve, same lineup that went into the timeout, comes out of it. And I began this break saying that because Steve and I spent the whole timeout just, we're lucky that we get to do this stuff. This is fun.
This is a lot of fun. And let's see if Monmouth can now come out of here. Last 8 minutes of the game with a big road victory. Same lineup on the floor. Austin Tillman's been phenomenal in the last few possessions for the Hawks.
Colin Stewart throws it into the corner. Max DeLeo lets fire a three. That one too strong. And Zach Lewis pulls it down. Still a two-point game in favor of the Golden Griffins. How long, Steve, can Coach Rice get away with this five on the floor? Weir. Circle dribble to the left wing. Over to Lewis. Lewis, quick three from DeLeo. And he puts it in. Has the briefest moment of being open, and he knocks it down.
Now you got to credit good offense there. Max was on him. Nice shake move, and Lewis just knocks it down.
Colin Stewart throws down low to Brady, and Brady is fouled with 6 minutes, 39 seconds to go. The foul will go on Jeremiah Crumpton, his second foul. Steve, we love all the Monmouth players on the floor, but it just seems as though it's just Coach has gone with this lineup longer than usual.
Yeah, and, you know, sometimes you wonder if, you know, he might be sending a message to somebody. Kofani's been out a while, hasn't really seemed to play a lot in this game at all. I'm surprised Justin Robinson's been out for so long, but Mom, a three-point game. This is a very winnable ball game here. And that lineup, and that's the starting five, is not in, and they haven't been in a while.
It's a three-point game after those two free throws. Crompton throws up an air ball. Bleeker then saves it from going out of bounds, has to throw it all the way in the backcourt to Crompton. I think the shot clock reset, even though it was an air ball, with now 25 on the shot clock. Bleeker on the right wing, throws it over. This is Reynolds. Reynolds throws top of the key for Lewis. 6 minutes to go in this one. Lewis being watched by DeLeo, 10 on the shot clock. Lewis double team, jumps the pass, throws to Weir. Weir to Crompton. Crompton, step back two. That one's no good. Nicholas pulls the rebound down. Austin Tillman back the other way. Tillman, Colin Stewart, three for the tie. Bang! We're tied at 55 with 5:40 to go.
Credit Monmouth with a great defensive possession there. A box out, a rebound. Tillman leads the fast break. And then he finds Colin Stewart on the right wing, who knocks it down. Huge, huge shot by Colin Stewart, Eddie.
Under 5.5 to go. It's 55 all. What a weird game. Weir, catch and shoot three, too strong. Reynolds offensive rebound. He throws up a floater that's an air ball. Brady pulls it down. Outlet to Austin Tillman. Tillman, drive a kick to DeLeo. Nicholas for three. No good. Brady dunk follow with two hands. Chris Brady laughing as he runs down court because Mammoth Steve is now up 57-55. Their first lead of the game. And Jim Barron takes a timeout with 4:59 to go.
College basketball is incredible. What a game. Andrew Nicholas cannot make the open shot in transition. But Chris Brady, after the rebound, the outlet, he runs the whole length of the floor, comes up with the miss, slams it home with authority. And Monmouth is up two with their starting five on the bench for seemingly the last 7-8 minutes.
I am absolutely bewildered, befuddled, beside myself. This is shocking that Monmouth is in front, 57-55, under 5 to go, and it's been a very unconventional lineup. But, Steve, you know what? Sometimes people have hunches on things. And Coach Rice has, this is unbelievable, he has pushed the right buttons to not only get Monmouth in the game, now they're up two, and Brady, after dunking it, as almost to say, I know I've struggled a bit in this game, but you know what? Now we're in front. Kind of smiled to the rest of his teammates. Colin Stewart with a big three. Austin Tillman has been phenomenal the last 3 or 4 minutes in this one. And now we got a brand new game with Monmouth in front for the first time. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable is right. That starting five has seemingly been out for, I wish we could get an official time here, but it's probably been at least 7 or 8 minutes, I got to think.
I'm going to try to get you. I'm into the live stats on Canisius' website, Steve. I'm going to try to find it.
Let's credit, like you said, Austin Tillman's been phenomenal. He's made the right decision basically every time he's had the ball. And you got to make shots, too. And Colin Stewart has made two huge threes here in the second half. Now, Justin Robinson is checked back in for Max DeLeo, who's getting a deserved break. He looked a little bit tired. But now Robinson back in.
It was 9 minutes pretty much, Steve. 8 minutes with that lineup that was in the game. And they've given Monmouth a two-point lead. Wow, Heath missed a wide-open Valenti as Canisius now works their offense. Valenti now has it top of the key. Fakes the dribble handoff. Drives it Nicholas. Nice defense from Nicholas, and he forces a travel from Phil Valenti, who has had a tough ball game in this one, and Monmouth gets it back, leading by two. That is, Steve, what a momentum shift in this one.
It's been incredible, and you have to credit this second unit, all five of them, doing a great job in just battling and chipping away at it, making big plays.
Colin Stewart feeling it here in the lane. Boom, he hit it. What a confident move from Colin Stewart. He's got eight. Monmouth up four.
I think Hawks fans have been waiting for this from Colin Stewart for the whole time he's been in the program, and he is really stepping up big. And what a confident move. His right spin move in the lane, pull up, and he knocked it down.
Lewis catch and shoot three. Misses that one, and Robinson picks up his first foul, bumping Reynolds with 4:02 to go in this one.
That was great defense, though, by Tillman. He was there on the catch as Lewis came off the screen in the corner. Tillman was there with the hand up. Long rebound, though. Reynolds is able to get it. Correct call as Robinson hit him. But now Reynolds going to the foul line.
Monmouth's eighth foul. Canisius has seven. It's so funny. It was 6-1 in fouls earlier this half. It's amazing how things even themselves up.
Absolutely.
As a half goes on. As Reynolds is at the line, he's got 6 points in this one. And he'll make the first one. Jamal Reynolds, junior, transfer from Mott Community College, native of Pickering, Ontario, Canada.
Reynolds shoots about 80% from the foul line, so Kanisha's happy to have him on the line trying to cut into this Monmouth lead as he knocks down the second one.
Makes them both 59-57. Little full court pressure here from Adam Weir. Falls back as we now go under 4 minutes. In this one, Monmouth holding a two-point lead. Tillman dribbling between the circles. Throws left wing to Robinson. Robinson has sat a long time. Still has 13 points in this one. Now throws top of the key to Tillman. 15 on the shot clock. A hot hand right now is Stewart if they want it. Tillman around a Brady screen is going to drive. Austin Tillman all the way to the basket. Blocking foul will be the call. After a strong take, Tillman shakes off after hitting the ground hard, Steve. Monmouth up two.
Tillman is playing a phenomenal second half, and he comes off the ball screen, turns the corner, and gets to the basket. He really elevated on that one, going strong to the rim.
Josiah Heath picks up his fourth foul as we reach the under four media. 3:35 to go. Monmouth in front, 59-57. Austin Tillman, two free throws after a 60-second pause on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. Steve Bazaz, Eddie Acapinti with you courtside in Buffalo. Zach Collins back in the studios engineering what's been an exciting, albeit odd, college basketball game this evening with Monmouth leading Canisius 59-57. Monmouth's Austin Tillman, who has been phenomenal, Steve, here in the second half, makes his first of two free throws.
Tillman's really played a nice game. He doesn't have that many points, but he's running the show. When Robinson was out, he ran it very well. We have a lane violation as Tillman missed the shot anyway. A lane violation on the Hawks. Monmouth up three now, 3:35 left. Tillman's been great. Now Deion Jones finally coming back in this game with 3.5 minutes to go.
Steve, I think Jones went out with something like 14 minutes to go in the second half, and we can check that. Hawks up three, 3:25 to go. Zach Lewis shakes free from DeLeo, and his pass is intercepted by Robinson, who then throws it behind his back, but into the backcourt. Canisius will get it back with 18 on the shot clock. They're going to rule a reset. There is no way that Justin Robinson controlled the basketball there. He saved it from going out of bounds behind his back with one hand. You can't call timeout and do that anymore. That is a mind-boggling, at best, call with 3:17 to go.
Wow. Well, tough call. Hawks now have to guard now for the full 35 seconds here on the shot clock. Zach Lewis, they keep running him off ball screens.
Here, Lewis gives it up to Adam Weir. Weir drives on Deion Jones. Out to Lewis for three. Misses it. Deion Jones pulls down the rebound. 3 minutes to go. Monmouth up three. Jones has his pocket picked by Zach Lewis. He then throws one ahead to Valenti. He'll lay it in. It's a one-point game.
I don't understand Deion Jones. He's been out of the game for the last 8 minutes. He gets the ball and tries to force it into the lane and turns it over. Those are the turnovers that drive you nuts with Deion Jones.
Justin Robinson back on the basketball, 60 to 59. He throws over to Nicholas. Nicholas to the lane, misses it, pulls down a rebound. Jones shakes it free and gets it to go on a putback. Big shot from Deion Jones puts Monmouth back in front by three.
Red couldn't get that leaner to go down. Nice take to the basket. And then Jones, right place at the right time, putting himself in the right position. Gets the offensive rebound and the lay-in. That's a big play.
2:10 and counting to go in the second half. And Robinson fouls Reynolds after Reynolds went around him. It'll be Robinson's second. 1-1 here, as that is the Monmouth ninth team foul. Cassius Robertson checks back in for Canisius. Reynolds, as Steve mentioned, a good free throw shooter. Came in shooting at 80% in this one.
But Eddie, you got to know who you're guarding. Reynolds has only taken 2 3-pointers-pointers on the season. Robinson was really in him. I think he's got to give him a little more room. We've seen that Reynolds has just wanted to really get the ball and put his head down and go to the rim.
Yeah, Steve, that's a great point. That's when scouting report comes in. As he misses the free throw, he then battles Robinson and DeLeo and loses it out of bounds. How about that? Reynolds is an 80% shooter, misses the front end. Monmouth will get it back up three with 2:04 remaining.
Now Monmouth has to execute. You know, Monmouth's offense is pretty freelance. They seem to swing the ball around. They try to go isolation a little bit with some of their offensive players.
Steve, Jim Barron just got teed up in this one.
Wow.
Jim Barron just was teed up. He was all over the officials after Reynolds was battling DeLeo and Robinson for a rebound that went out of bounds. And with 2:04 to go, Monmouth is leading by three, and Justin Robinson will shoot the technical.
Well, talk about the least opportune time to pick up a technical. And Jim Barron, almost 30 years as a basketball coach, that is a very, very tough time to be picking up a technical. Monmouth up three, 2 minutes left. Robinson knocks down the first. Wow, this game has had everything.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Robinson made the first one. And Robinson misses the second. So it's a four-point Monmouth lead, 63-59. The Hawks to inbound, where the ball went out of bounds after the scrum, which is about a quarter of the way up the floor to our left.
Jim Barron sacrificed 1 point there. He sacrificed 1 point by getting that technical. We'll see if he gets any calls to go his way in the final 2 minutes to see if it was worth that 1 point. But now Monmouth has to execute here.
Under 2 minutes to go. Monmouth up four.
And this is the offense that Monmouth has been running a lot of the season. Basically, throw the ball around, try to go, try to get to the rim, and if not, go screen and roll at the end of the shot clock.
100 seconds left. Hawks up four. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Robinson in the right corner. Throws it to Max DeLeo, top of the key. 5 seconds on the shot clock. DeLeo is fouled, going to the basket with 92 seconds remaining. It'll be the 10th team foul on Canisius. It'll be 2 free throws for Max DeLeo as Zach Lewis picks up that foul. 2 huge free throws coming, Steve, for Max, who is just 15 of 16 on the season.
Not bad.
93%.
Not a great possession for the Hawks. Really, Max comes up with the ball. You'd rather see Robinson have it in screen and roll situation, but Max misses the first foul shot. It looked like he short-armed that one. He's got to get the ball up a little bit. But they ran Robinson off a screen into the corner. I like what they do most of the time, which is run offense, get Robinson the ball at the top, and bring the big up and let Robinson work in space there. I like that better.
Heath and Reynolds have checked out. Crumpton and Weir have checked in. Also, Deion Jones has taken a seat in favor of Austin Tillman. Minute 32, Monmouth up four. Monmouth up five after Max DeLeo hits the second one, 64-59. Zach Lewis has the basketball. He's got 28 points in this game. Dribble handoff to Weir. Weir around a screen, top of the key. Hands off to Robinson. Robinson dribble handoff to Lewis, 22 on the shot clock. Lewis, pull from three, straight away, no good, hits the deck, no foul. Chris Brady pulls down the rebound. Minute 7 to go, Monmouth up 64-59. probably the last possession that Canisius can't foul, and they will foul, and they smartly foul Austin Tillman, who will go to the line for two with 1 minute, 1 second to go. And, Steve, at this point, Coach Rice needs to get the foul shooters in. Tillman just 5 of 10 from the line.
Well, Tillman has played a great game in this second half, so hopefully he can carry some of that momentum and confidence into these foul shots here, going to the line for two. Good defensive possession, tough shot for Zach Lewis. If he would have made that, you just tip your cap there.
Tillman, oh, clutch. He hits the first one. How good has the freshman been Friday night in Buffalo? You got to tweet about him afterwards.
Will do.
How good he's been. What a gut check. The final minute one of this one. Tillman missed the second one. Crumpton pulls the rebound down. Under 60 seconds remain. Lewis, there's that guy. Hawks run two at him. Throws to Crumpton for three. Misses it. Valenti rebound. Brady blocks it out of bounds, and Canisius will inbound.
Good job by Brady being straight up there. Valenti trying to draw the foul. Brady straight up. They run two guys at Lewis. Crumpton was left wide open.
And now Valenti goes into Brady and picks up the foul. Brady's third. Valenti will go to the line with 49.7 seconds remaining.
Well, if I'm Coach Rice, I'm running Stewart and Deion Jones in this ball game now. Probably for Brady, and Tillman's been playing well and he's making his foul shots, so maybe you keep Tillman in. But I would run Jones or Stewart in on the second make. If he makes it, you run him in. You need Brady in to get the rebound right now.
First free throw good. Scala's Pizza, proud supporter of the Monmouth Hawks. Scala'sPizzeria.com. One more free throw coming for Phil Valenti, the lefty. Missed it. Pulled the string on it. Austin Tillman pulls down the rebound, and he's fouled by Mike Weir. About a second ran off the clock, not even. 48.2 remain in this one. It's a 5-point Monmouth lead. And dare I say, Steve, it's as easy as Monmouth can make their free throws and potentially steal one to begin this two-game Western New York road swing.
This game has had so many ups and downs for the Hawks, so many storylines here. You can point to so many different players having huge performances. And Coach Rice's confidence in this second unit to grind this victory out. To grind this second half out into a 6-point lead with 48 seconds to go. Now, Austin Tillman, how much more can you say about him? He's been incredible.
He made the first free throw, has been instrumental here in the second half. Tillman made them both. Monmouth up 7, 67-60, 48.2 to go. Steve, I am absolutely and pleasantly shocked at the score in this second half and the players that did it. As Coach Rice takes a 60-second timeout, and before we get to Steve's point, fans want to remind you, Aramark, proud to be Monmouth University's official food service provider, and Rooney's Oceanfront Restaurant, proud supporter of Monmouth basketball here on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network all season long. You're a basketball guy. That's what you do. Explain to me the second half and what we've seen with Monmouth's main scorers and starters on the bench. The Hawks' second unit, which didn't look good in the first half. The reason Monmouth was in the game, Steve, in the first half was Robinson and Nicholas. They're the reason that Monmouth could potentially come to Kessler Athletic Center and win this game with just 48 seconds left.
It's been an incredible second half, and you know, watching the second unit on the bench for so long, and I think we were wondering out loud here, Eddie, who was going to score for the Monmouth Hawks, and it took them a while to get going, but when they did get going, Austin Tillman and Colin Stewart were just play after play, and then the Chris Brady dunk in transition off the offensive rebound was enormous. You just have to give them so much credit. And credit Coach Rice. I mean, if he was sending a message to his first five, I think the message has been received as this second unit came in and really made some things happen.
Canisius into the front court here, 39 seconds to go. Zach Lewis, a deep three. He puts that one in. Monmouth not out of the woods just yet. Lewis has 31. Monmouth in front, 67-63 with 36.5 seconds left.
Yeah, broken possession. The ball was all over the place. You got guys running at Lewis. He launches one with DeLeo and Brady on him, and he just makes that's a tough shot. DeLeo went a little bit for a steal on the pass back to Lewis. It allowed Lewis to catch it and rip and kind of get in front of him. And maybe if you're DeLeo, you just try to stay solid. Don't gamble for the steal so you stay in front of him there. But, man, Zach Lewis, he's really the only guy that has gotten it going offensively for Canisius, keeping him now Canisius in his ballgame.
One final, Ryder over Maris, 69-59. We'll wrap up the full Coke Zero out-of-town scoreboard on our post-game show. Canisius will pressure Monmouth full. 36.5 seconds go in this one. Nicholas inbounds to Robinson. Robinson back to Red. Red floats it. It's intercepted by Reynolds. Reynolds back to Lewis for three. He misses it. Tipped rebound. Austin Tillman pulls it down, and he is fouled. Oh, man, what a mental mistake by Nicholas and an equally bigger play by Tillman.
That was not a good play by Andrew Nicholas as he's running and floating a pass to the middle of the floor. The Cardinal sin right there against the press. Great play by Reynolds to have the recognition to find Lewis and get him the ball on the three-point line. He just missed a shot because he was open. And then Tillman with a big rebound there, going to the line for some big foul shots. But, boy, was that a danger.
Monmouth very fortunate there as Tillman makes the first. You know, Steve, they say running backs in football should put 5 points of pressure on the football when they carry it. If you're a Monmouth fan, I think you wanted Nicholas to put a million points of pressure on the basketball there. You know you're going to get fouled. Just hold it.
You got to be simple. You know, he's a running floater there against the press. Just come to a jump stop. Be strong with it.
Austin Tillman knocks them both down. 69-63 Monmouth in front. 22 seconds to go in this one. Lewis gives the ball. He throws it over to Crumpton, who's fouled by Brady going to the rim with 19 seconds to go. Brady picks up foul number four. And a couple of free throws coming for Jermaine Crumpton.
Now again, I don't mind the foul by Brady, believe it or not, as long as Crumpton doesn't make the shot. You know, you're going to foul him. Make sure you foul him, and Crumpton can't go and one here, which he can't. But now he's got to earn him from the foul line.
Stay tuned post-game. We'll be joined by head coach King Rice right here on the floor, as well as take a look at our out-of-town scoreboard and final statistics. Crumpton makes the first one. Reynolds and Williams come in, a little offense-defense for Weir. And Williams will check in for Crumpton after the free throw if he makes it.
And this might sound crazy, but even with the clock stopped, I think I'd rather have Crumpton shooting two than Lewis shooting a three.
Couldn't agree more. As Crumpton makes the second one, he'll go out for Williams. Under 20 seconds remain. Monmouth is up four. All they have to do is be smart, inbound it, and make their free throws. Well, hopefully that can happen. Nicholas inbounds to Tillman. Tillman is fouled by Williams with 18 seconds to go. And Austin Tillman just has to keep hitting second-half free throws here. And Monmouth could theoretically pull this out, but Canisius really extending this game out.
And Tillman's got to stay strong here on the foul line. He's been consistent in knocking him down. And then Monmouth just can't foul. Just play good, solid defense. Looks like they're going to keep running guys at Zach Lewis, which is fine. And then the shot goes up. You box out, try to get a rebound. But really, it's coming down to just making your foul shots here, Eddie.
18.1 to go. Tillman makes the first one. Puts Monmouth back in front by five. Austin Tillman has been huge in this second half. He's now 8 of 10 from the foul line. His first double-digit scoring game in a Monmouth uniform. Made them both. Hawks in front, 71-65. 15 seconds to go. Lewis brings it up floor. Lewis is going to go easy for the rim. He misses the two. Brady pulls it down. Tillman ahead to Nicholas. Red will collect and lay it in, and that will ice this game. Monmouth will defeat Canisius on the road in a game in which they trailed by 13 as Weir will hoist up a three, and it will go in to make it 73-68. 3.3 seconds remain. The inbound to DeLeo, and Monmouth will win, Steve. The Hawks improve to 3-0 in conference play for the first time since 2004-05 with a huge gut check win on the road at Canisius. This is another one of those games, Steve, in which they lost this game a year ago. They win the game now, 73-68. It's a balanced scoring effort. At least three Hawks in double figures with Robinson, Nicholas, and Tillman. What an effort by the second unit and Coach Rice's Hawks to get this win.
Well, when you talk about a total team effort, this was certainly it for the Monmouth Hawks and head coach King Rice. That was a great performance by so many guys. Justin Robinson really in the first half, and then you had Austin Tillman and Colin Stewart banging down big shots. Zach Lewis played a great, great game, was really on fire for Canisius, made it a ball game the whole way. But wow, what a huge road victory for the Monmouth Hawks. And you know that the MAC and everyone around this conference is going to see that Monmouth has come on the road and won this game to go 3-0 in league play.
We'll be joined by Coach King Rice shortly. Hawks win 73-68. Steve, what we will do is take our first time out on our post-game show presented by Jersey Mike's Subs. Visit Jersey Mike's on the corner of Route 36 and Monmouth Road in Carriage Square to regroup ourselves. We'll get our stats, our out-of-town scores, and we'll put a bow on this one. Monmouth 73, Canisius 68. Hawks improved to 3-0 in the MAC, and we're back after a two-minute pause here on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. Back here to wrap this one up courtside at the Kessler Athletic Center. Monmouth 73, Canisius 68. Steve, Monmouth didn't lead this game until the second half when they took a 57-55 lead. Huge, huge win for Coach Rice and crew to move to 3-0 in MAC play. As we'll now take one final look at our Coke Zero out-of-town scoreboard, zero means it's game day. Take a look at some of the finals in the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference. My tablet's acting up, excuse me. Have to figure things out. I'm still new with the technology. Still figuring things out, Steve. Coke Zero out-of-town scoreboard, the earlier final. St. Peter's over Quinnipiac, 66-60. Ryder defeats Marist, 69-59. Two games currently being played. Fairfield in a tight one with Siena, 66-65. 2:53 to go, second half there. And over on the other side of town, Niagara still leads Manhattan by double figures, 66-51, with 5 minutes 57 seconds to go in that one. That one obviously will go final before we wrap up. MacSports.com for all of your scores in league play. Steve, we'll now take a look at our final game statistics presented by World Subaru. WorldSubaru.com, they think the world of their customer. It was a complete team effort in this one. Monmouth shoots just 41% from the floor. They hit 8 of 22 threes. They ultimately iced this one in the second half, Steve, shooting 21 of 27 from the foul line. Canisius shoots 36%. They hit 11 of 35 threes. They out-rebound Monmouth in this one, 42-33. Taking a look at our leading scorers, Monmouth puts four guys in double figures. Justin Robinson and Andrew Nicholas each with 14. 11 apiece for Deion Jones and Austin Tillman. Colin Stewart and Zach Tillman each go for 8 apiece. For Canisius, it's all one guy. Zach Lewis goes 11 of 23, 8 of 17 from 3. He scores 31 points in 32 minutes. But you hear all that, and the numbers that matter, 73-68, Monmouth on top. What jumps off the page at you?
Well, points off turnovers for Monmouth, 24-12, was big, especially in the first half where Monmouth was down 13, and that run right before halftime was really what got them back in this game. And then it was basically a grinded-out second half where Canisius ended up going up by, I want to say the largest lead in the second half was probably 8 for Canisius. And then the second unit really came on. And at 49-41, you're wondering, how's Monmouth going to score with this lineup? But then at 49-43, you're thinking, can they really keep scoring with this lineup?
Right.
And then all of a sudden, right, it's 49-48, and then it's 55-55, and you say, Monmouth's scoring with this lineup, and they're getting momentum, and they're starting to make winning plays and take control of this game with the same second lineup in the game. Just an incredible performance. The trust and belief that Coach Rice had in that unit is phenomenal, to say the least, is an understatement there. This game had so many different things happen in it, so many storylines. Jim Barron gets a technical with his team.
Oh, that was
down
crushing,
three.
Crushing for them.
There's just so much happened in this ball game, and it was a great college basketball game. It's what you love about competition, different guys stepping up in big moments, and it was just an unbelievable basketball game.
Still awaiting Coach Rice for his post-game interview. While he does that, Steve, I'm going to give you the luxury and the difficult task this evening of picking our McLoone's Restaurant's Player of the Game. Visit McLoone's.com for information on all of their great restaurant locations. There's your Monmouth box score on my nifty piece of technology. I'm going to let you pick who you think your player of the game is, and then if I differ, I'll chime in with an honorable mention. Steve, who's your McLoone's Restaurant's player of the game?
Well, to me, I think there's three candidates in this game. Justin Robinson was phenomenal in the first half. Colin Stewart hit huge threes in the second half, and that also that spinning jumper in the lane. But my player of the game is going to be Austin Tillmanetti. He made the right plays at the right time. He only made one shot. He was one of one from the floor, but he was 9 of 11 from the free throw line. He had 11 points, 2 assists, and just made winning, correct, solid, fundamental basketball plays. That's why Monmouth recruited him, and that's why Coach Rice has a lot of trust in him. A great job by Austin Tillman tonight.
Still awaiting Coach Rice, and the reason we're going to hang out just to make sure we get him on, I think, Steve, tonight's game warrants us hanging around and obviously making sure that we can get Coach, no doubt, proud of his team. He's probably letting them know that right now. And don't think for any reason that, fans, this game was a perfect game by any stretch, Steve. Monmouth, albeit victorious tonight, definitely has some stuff to do. Apparently Niagara's a lot better than people think they are. They're up double figures right now on Manhattan. So Sunday afternoon's game, obviously not going to be easy. Some of the things maybe that you saw, and not to be nitpicky, in this Monmouth 5-point win that maybe can get cleaned up as things move forward. We talked about it at halftime. This league, theoretically, this season is as wide open as it's been in recent memory. How does Monmouth improve on this win tonight?
Well, I think to start, they need to start games better. They really got off slow again. And I don't want to blame that on energy and intensity this time because I think it was there. I think they were focused. They were loose. They just didn't get off to a good start. I think that's got to change. You know, they fell behind early in this game. They fell behind 13 in the first half. You know, they have to start better. We talked about that in the Rutgers game, that you want to see Monmouth have a quick start, which they had, and that ended up being a great game back and forth with a Big Ten opponent. You know, Canisius got off to a big lead here. You know, they were very close to running away with this game. A couple turnovers and a couple made threes, and Monmouth came right back. Well, that would be number one. To nitpick at Deion Jones a little bit, I think he forces action sometimes in moments where he doesn't need to force the action. He made some big plays in the second half that go unnoticed because of the other guys. And don't forget, in the first half, he drove baseline, Monmouth down 13. He drove baseline, scored, and won to cut it to 10. And then you had the three straight threes by Monmouth. In the second half, before that second unit went to work, Deion Jones had a nice take and one to the basket. He also had a rebound when he came back in and a putback. So he does a lot of good things. But for a guy who's in his fourth year in college, he also seems to make some similar mistakes. And you don't want to see him make those mistakes in big minutes of the ball game. So to nitpick on Deion a little bit. And then the bigs. You know, Kofani was a no-show tonight, and that's disappointing because he's so important to them. He had a huge block shot in the second half, and those are the kind of plays that Kofani has been making for them. But other than that, he didn't have much impact on this game. He had a nice catch and lay-in. He was out the entire end of the second half. Chris Brady struggled for a long part of this game and then came up big late. So you want to see just more consistency from those bigs. So that's important. The Hawks are going to need them this way.
And, Steve, a few things to keep an eye on as we do await Coach Rice's arrival. Just 9 minutes played for Josh James. It looks as though whatever that ankle injury was really bothering him in the second half. I don't think he played a minute in the second half. Zach Tillman just played 12 minutes. The minutes in this look more balanced than I think they have in any other game that Monmouth has played this season. And fans, we don't want people thinking that the second unit doesn't play. They do play, and they play a lot. But we were just going based on the regular substitution patterns that we've seen Coach use this season, where he will counter with the second unit. And then, you know, around the 12, maybe 8-minute mark, he'll come back to the first unit. Then he'll look for the best combination of guys that he thinks can pull a game out. And that's definitely one of the questions that I'd like to ask Coach as we do await him. And again, no doubt happy with his guys in the locker room. So, Zach, I know I said I wasn't going to do this, but we will take one final timeout and bring it back to wrap things up here on our Jersey Mike's postgame show after a 73-68 Monmouth win. We'll be right back to wrap it up on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. Back here on campus at Canisius, we are in downtown Buffalo, where Monmouth victorious 73-68 over the Griffs. Steve, four Hawks in double figures. And we're still, I could see Coach, and he's kind of saying hi to a few folks, and he's finally going to join us now. And no doubt proud of his team after the way they played. We will get Steve to ask some questions to Coach as well, and we'll be joined right here on the floor by head coach King Rice. And Coach Rice, there we go. Big win tonight. We got a lot to talk about because of how important this one was. You moved to 3-0 in league play. Big five-point win on the road. And before we ask you anything specific, just your impressions on your team's tough 40-minute effort this evening.
You got to give Canisius a lot of credit. Coach Barron does an incredible job. But earlier in the week, I told our kids, after I watched the tapes of these guys, and you're why you see Zach Lewis, you see Valenti do a lot of things, and then after that, they're just a really solid team. And I said to my guys early in the week, I said, guys, we have to out-team them. We have to out-team them the whole game, and that's how you beat this team. You're not going to run away from them. You're not going to beat them just because you just beat them down. You're going to have to stay with it and out-team them for 40 minutes. And I couldn't be more proud of my kids, the way they kept fighting back. You know, I told them just now, if Zach Lewis makes 8 three-pointers, not many teams are winning in this building. And we had the resiliency, and we just kept fighting, and we were fortunate to get the win.
Coach, congratulations on the win. As I come in, that is very loud. Coach, let's talk about the second team, and something that we just really didn't stop talking about in the second half was the trust that you had in the second team. You seemed to go with them for almost 10 minutes straight. Austin Tillman was incredible. Colin Stewart came in, looked so confident, and banged down 2 big threes and then a jumper in the lane. How about them? And Chris Brady seemed to struggle for most of the game, and then out of nowhere turned it on and came up with that big dunk in transition. So how about the play of the second unit? And why did you feel like you had to just stick with them for so long?
Well, I'm glad that it ended up working out, okay, because that would have been one of those decisions that everybody would have said, Coach, oh, my, he shouldn't have done that, he shouldn't have done it. The reason that today those guys stayed in, Deion, we were starting to go to him, and he was starting to get going, but Deion wasn't boxing out. Deion gave up 8 points while he was scoring. So I said, you know what, let me go back with Colin. I kind of pushed Colin pretty hard in the first half in the locker room, telling him some things, and once Colin makes a shot, he knows the things he can do. And I just kept saying, Colin, one of these days, man, I hope it's while you're playing for me, you're going to show everybody what you're going to be able to do. And Colin started making shots. Austin can play. All right, I got to figure out a way to get Austin in more. Justin's been playing so great, so it's hard to think you got to go with Austin, but he needs to play more. And the best thing that happened tonight is that we out-teamed their team. And it wasn't because one of our main guys, it was more because of our second guys. And Brees didn't, it was his birthday, he didn't have the best day, you know. So then all of a sudden, Red plays great. Justin was balling right from the beginning. Austin played great. Colin played great. Chris came in and did some things. Zach had more energy. Just a great team win for Mom.
Coach, Steve and I, and Matt too when he's with us, we talk about this team evolving. And so far this season, a couple of times, you've won games that last year you lost at Marist, home against Iona. This game up here. This was in L a year ago. Talk about this team's continued evolution and the steps that they're taking. This is Mamet's first 3-0 record in league play since 2004-05. Why is your team able to win in places they weren't able to win a year ago?
Well, we're a year older, and we've been together for a while now. And, you know, when I got here, I probably thought it was going to happen too fast. Just truly, honestly, what I've learned over the years, things aren't changing super fast. And it's a grind. It's every day. There's going to be ups and downs. I was a guy that thought, man, we're just going to take over. We're going to start winning games. We'll be winning 20, and it'll be all fun, and everybody will be happy. Well, that's not how it truly works. But I push our kids hard daily, and we're getting better. And I keep saying we're getting better. Well, now you see some wins where we wouldn't have won before. And I got to keep believing in these kids, and they got to know how much I believe in them. Because when they know how good I think they can be, it's really going to be fun once they truly believe it.
Well, Coach, and Steve and I talked about it before you joined us. We could tell how proud you are of your team. We know you were chatting with them before you came out to see us and telling them how you feel. We appreciate you coming out and joining us, giving us some insight into your team's win. Congratulations on this one. Good luck Sunday afternoon at a Niagara team that last check was beating Manhattan, so good luck on Sunday.
Niagara's been playing a lot better. Eddie, I'll always come because of you and Steve. But I truly like to do this because I get to tell the fans kind of from my perspective how it went. I'm a Monmouth guy, and I love that people listen when we're on the road and all,
so
that
do
type
we.
Of, all that stuff. So I'm always going to come up. Sometimes it's a little quick and short because when you get an L, you're not in a talkative mood. But I'm fortunate to be the coach. I'm excited about being the coach. Our team has been fighting, and we're getting better. So thank you with that, Eddie. And I would love to say hello to my family, my wife, Summer, my two sons, Alexander and Julian. And Xander, I'm sorry, my man, that I will not be at your birthday tomorrow, but I can't even believe it. It's almost making me emotional that my son is turning 14 tomorrow.
Wow.
And it is. I know when we got here, he was 10, and he was a little guy, and my boy is 14 tomorrow, so have a great birthday. Hopefully this is a little present for you, and I'll see you on Sunday night.
Coach, appreciate a few minutes. Thank you.
All right, thank you, guys.
That's head coach King Rice, his Hawks victorious, well-deserved, 73-68 in this one. And, Steve, we'll wrap things up. I think the MVP right now is Zach Collins, who's still engineering. He's like, Eddie, stop. Get off the air already. Steve, phenomenal job by you this evening as well, helping paint the picture for what transpired on the court here at the Kessler Athletic Center to the listening audience. We're back on the air Sunday, 1:50 p.m. from Niagara. My friend, great job.
Eddie, huge win for the Monmouth Hawks in their program tonight. 3-0 in the league for the first time since 04 and 05. Great job by Coach Rice.
First time since 04-05 when, let's see, I was a junior in college, and you were as well. It's been a couple of years, and no doubt this university and this area deserves what they are getting now with this basketball team. 73-68, Monmouth prevails over Canisius. From my broadcast partner, Steve Bazaz, and Zach Collins, I'm Eddie Acapinti. We're back on the air Sunday at 1:50, and you'll catch that game as well as all Hawks games right here on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. Good night and Happy New Year, everyone.
You've been listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM, AM 1160 and 1310. And ShoreSportsNetwork.com.